This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
And we are the Morning Bullpen. George Moe, Eric with a K. George's son got married over the weekend.
Yes.
And he will be back tomorrow. We get to celebrate with him. Eric, you had a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. Very busy.
Yes.
I feel like the older kids get, the more stuff you got going on.
Yes.
There's just no room for anything else. But I did take some time, and we did the MD Anderson boot walk to end cancer.
So nice.
I've never been.
Uh-huh.
And it was magical.
Right?
Absolutely magical. I was blessed enough to take George's spot because he's watching his son get married. I was able to stand on the stage and look down at the 7,000 people. Mm. Record-breaking 7,000 people, by the way. And just, I was, honestly, the entire time, teams were walking by showing their signs of either lost loved ones or people who defeated cancer. It was just, it was very emotional.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful event. Now we're going to go every year. My kids walked in.
Aww.
It was fantastic. There's a video up at the Bull Houston on Instagram. You have to see it. It was so special.
And now George is out and you're in?
Well, I don't think he's out. I think I'll just join in with George every year now.
That's sweet.
Well, what about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. The plumber, my husband, was hunting.
As
husbands were this weekend.
I don't know.
It was opening duck season.
Okay, that was my big question because I don't know what the seasons are.
Duck. Quack.
Did he get any good ones?
We got the ducks.
I don't know anything about
it. He always makes the dad joke, I think my gun was broken, I need a new one.
Oh, he's such a dad.
Such a dad.
Well, let's get to the top things everybody's going to be talking about today. It's trending in Texas.
Number three.
Big congrats to Alex Bregman, the longtime Astros third baseman, now free agent, has won his first ever Gold Glove Award since 1957. The award has become the highest symbol of defensive excellence in Major League Baseball, and it's voted on by managers and coaches, which is awesome, but then also stats play into it, and he's only the second third baseman in Astros history to win the award.
Pretty awesome. And it's the Gold Glove, right?
Gold Glove Award.
I always say the Golden Glove.
Well, because that makes more sense in our brains, and everyone gets so feisty about it, like they're Gold Glove Award winners or something.
Number two.
Rounds of showers and storms are how we're waking up this morning, and they continue through tomorrow with a cold front for Election Day. Strong to severe storms, even possible late tonight, early tomorrow morning. But all eyes are on the Gulf because we're still in hurricane season. This is your reminder.
What?
Yes, a spot we've been watching. South Central Caribbean has now been designated as a potential tropical cyclone. Number 18, in fact. Moving in by the middle of the week. Obviously, we have no idea where it's going to go. But we do have cold water on like our side, so that's good for us.
I love how you did politics and horrible weather all in one news story. You're just a ray of sunshine.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Speaking of politics, make your plans for Election Day tomorrow. I just checked votetexas.gov. Our polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Obviously, check by your county, but 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And it's illegal to offer free products or incentives to vote, but a couple businesses have found a workarounds, and so there's lots of reasons to get out and wear your sticker tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I'm seeing like Lyft, Uber, Krispy Kreme.
Really?
Just enjoy tomorrow and do your duty.
I know I've been talking about early voting.
Yes.
But I like to be there on
Election
Day.
Yeah.
So that's my day. My wife has already voted.
Yes.
Tomorrow is my day.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear how it goes for you.
I love it. I get so excited for Election Day. That's what's trending in Texas here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
We love celebrating good news, and that's what this is all about. Can I Get an Amen is about telling us what's going on in your world so that we can celebrate you and celebrate together. 713-881-5500. Start with your name. Tell us where you're calling from, and then just tell us your good news.
My name is Dustin. I'm calling out of New Caney. It's for my wife. She works for a company that cares for seniors and vets.
Oh, wow.
General vets. The medication they need and the help they need. And
my goodness, they're so lucky to have her.
Yeah, her and her team are just remarkable. Some of the work they do, and it's a remarkable thing to watch them all come together and work and get a vet what they need, their home health care, their medicine, their surgeries,
wow,
everything.
And I bet she has awesome stories. It has to be a rewarding job.
Yes, it is. It's a very rewarding job. She is the CEO of the company.
Why is this important to her? What about the veterans? What about our servicemen and women really impacted her so much that she followed that as a career?
Her brother is in the Navy.
Ah.
They also help Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. That job holds a real special place in her heart. She loves helping people.
And
she's so good at it. She's such a good woman.
Dustin, you're married to a boss lady. You know what I'm saying? She's a CEO.
Like a saint and a boss lady at the same time.
Yeah.
Man, you're a lucky man. And we appreciate your heart and her heart for our veterans. You know, we bleed red, white, and blue around here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I listen to y'all. My brother, he's a Marine, has been for a long time now, since 2003.
We appreciate you. We appreciate all your family members. Give the business a quick shout out.
It's Caring Senior Service.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, for your heart for the veterans and for hers, can we get a big amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's how it works every day. Can I get an amen? You can always give us a call with your good news. 713-881-5500 right here on The Bull. We're the Morning Bullpen. George Moe, Eric. George is out. His son got married over the weekend, and he's back tomorrow. We're so excited to catch up with him. But right now, I get to throw Eric under the bus.
Well, I need your help, though, Moe. Honestly, I legitimately need your help.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't, because I don't give the advice that you want, which is the truth.
All right, give me the truth here. Tell me what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
I had the most random celebrity encounter.
Yes, and if you've had one, call us, 713-881-5500.
Yeah, any celebrity. It doesn't matter if you had a random encounter. So my Instagram page, the 10-Minute Tune has gone international.
Oh.
So I post a lot of the 10-Minute Tunes at Eric Scott Smith on Instagram. And one of the cities that really loves watching the 10-Minute Tunes is Sydney, Australia.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like really taken off in Sydney for some reason.
Okay.
And I just got followed over the weekend by Renee Aris, who is Miss Universe Australia. And I saw the notification come in when I was with my wife.
Okay.
And I go, oh my goodness, Miss Universe Australia just started following me. And she pulled up her Instagram feed and she said, you're not going to follow her back, are you?
Well, did you?
I can't decide. No, I haven't yet. Because it just happened over the weekend. Okay. I don't know if I should follow.
No.
No? Why?
That's weird.
She followed me. Shouldn't I follow her back?
She's following you because of your stories. Why would you be following her?
I don't know. She seems nice.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
She was Miss Universe Australia in 2012, which is before you were born.
Oh.
So let's just calm our britches a little bit.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't know if she was beautiful or not.
She's smoking hot.
Oh, she
beautiful.
Is she? I didn't even notice.
She's drop dead gorgeous, beautiful. Blonde, voluptuous.
Okay. So you're saying I should not follow her back?
No. You follow someone because of their content.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'll...
Case closed, okay, is what I'm saying.
So have you ever had a random celebrity encounter? I want to hear stories.
I mean, we are lucky to be around a lot of famous people a lot of times.
Sure.
And also unfair, my family lives in Nashville, Tennessee, like my parents. So like we'll go to restaurants and like see people. But there was one time the Super Bowl was in town here in Houston.
Okay.
And so obviously there's athletes and celebrities all over the place. But I lost my crap, like lost it, when I saw Peyton Manning's dad. That was so embarrassing. Like, not like I've never run into Peyton Manning. We've been in the same place at the same time, but I've never seen him before.
Yeah.
But his dad made me freak out to the point that George was with me and he was like, "Who are you right now?"
What does freaking out look like when Mo does it?
I was just smiling a lot and it hurt my face. I was smiling so much and I said hi to him and asked for a picture.
Do your hips like hop back and forth?
No.
I feel like you'd be, "Hi, hi."
I'm not jumpy. No, okay. I was just very, very happy.
You have such a crush on that whole family.
I do. I love
what
the Mannings.
What is that?
It's the foreheads, probably.
Actually, speaking of football, Jason in Hockley is calling, and he's got a random celebrity encounter. Who did you have an encounter with, Jason?
All right. I'm a retired police officer, and I used to work security for the visiting team to play the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sit up on the 10th floor to make sure only staff or football players got off the elevator.
Yeah.
And Mario Williams goes, "I'm going to Papa's. Do you want something?" I said, "I don't have any money." I said, "I take some barbecue chicken." He goes, "Do you want something?" I was like, "Barbecue chicken?" And about an hour, he came back with a styrofoam thing full of barbecue chicken.
Aww.
So I got to tell everybody, Mario Williams bought me dinner last night.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I just love that so much. Oh, what a good story. Amazing.
And thank you. Thank you for what you do for a living.
Yes.
All right. Can you beat Mario Williams? If you had a random celebrity encounter, doesn't matter who it is. The more random, the better. We'd love to hear your call. 713-881-5500. 713-881-5500. Random celebrity encounters on the Morning Bullpen.
We're the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric, and Eric got followed by Miss Australia International 2012. And
Miss Universe.
You need to mind.
You need to credit her correctly. She is Miss Universe Australia. Started following me on Instagram.
2012.
No big. Hey, it doesn't matter what year. How many Miss Universes are following you?
I don't keep track because I'm not you.
And your random celebrity encounter
are
was
the best. These calls are. I can't wait to talk to everyone. Mine was Peyton Manning's dad. Okay, I lost my mind when I saw Peyton Manning's dad. We want to hear yours. Random celebrity encounter, 713-881-5500.
All right, I would love to talk to Tyler first.
Okay.
Tyler, the lady.
Hey, girl, she's in LaPorte. Tyler, tell us about your random celebrity encounter.
So I randomly posted one day that I needed someone to help me do my taxes.
Okay.
And a friend of mine was like, "Hey, I know someone in Pearland. Here's their information." We ended up reaching out. I got in contact with the guy. We ended up going to his house at like 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
Okay.
Now, I walked in home and I'm like, "Dude, CPAs make a lot of money. Like, this dude's house is gorgeous." So we ended up having conversation and I was like, "Dude, CPAs make a lot of money." And he was like, "No, like we make a lot of money, but like this, like I live with my brother." And I was like, "Oh, your brother does taxes?" And he's like, "No, no." And he's like, "Do you not see all the football memorabilia all over the house?" And I'm like, I wasn't paying attention to like house. Cause like I'm in this person's home, getting my taxes done, whatever.
Right.
And he goes, "My brother is Whitney Merciless." And I was like, "Shut up." And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like,
That's funny.
And so we're like talking. And then he just like screams out, "Whitney, come here." And I'm like, "Wait, no." I like literally called every Texans fan I knew. My mom, my dad. I was like, "Y'all, I'm at this man's house."
That's so
sweet. And we got
sweet.
To talking. And we were just like, you know, like fangirling. I took a picture. My husband took a picture with him. And then he's like, "Oh, yeah. This other football player lives like a couple houses down from me." And I was like, "Who?" He was like, "JJ." I was like, "Shut."
You're losing your mind. But you got your taxes done.
The best story. Let's see. Joseph and Wallace, talk to us. Tell us your random celebrity encounter. 713-881-5500.
Yeah. So I was just getting off work. I was getting off work to the Arizona military base out in Norfolk. It was about probably 8 p.m. I was hitting up the local like market on the base, and I was just looking to get like a video game. I'm a big nerd like Eric, and Mo probably won't appreciate this. But
I can't wait. Okay, you're buying a video game.
Yeah, so I was just getting the video game before we went underway, entertaining myself. But they had I guess Luigi's Mansion 3 just came out, and they had a whole, like a big signing booth for Charles Martinet, who's the original voice actor of Mario and Luigi in the video game.
Okay.
So I got some posters signed by him.
I will say that might be the most random call we've had today. It's a me, a Mario.
Stop it. Could he at least record your voicemail or something? I don't want his autograph. Dino's on the phone in Spring. Hey, Dino, tell us about your random celebrity encounter.
Hi there. So maybe a little random, maybe not, but I met Ryan Seacrest at the New York ball drop at New Year's Eve in, I think it was 2020. And we waited, I mean, for hours, all day, just to be at the front of the line. And so there was a moment where he was walking by everyone, kind of just waving at everyone, saying hi, right before he cuts commercial. And we had offered him a slice of pizza before he cuts commercial. And he accepted and, you know, said his, like, oh, we'll be right back moment. Well, once it cut off, he ripped off the pizza, threw it at our feet. And then they came back, you know, a couple minutes later, whatever, and he had acted like he had ate the pizza and waved us off. And I've just never forgotten about it. And I was blown away, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that man does not eat carbohydrates.
Carbs, no carbs. He's very California. That pizza, though, probably cost you $35.
Oh, yeah, it did. Someone was just passing out pizza for like 30. I think it was 30 or $35. And it was not a big pizza. And he took it happily and threw it right at our feet.
And then the cameras cut back. That was delicious. Yeah. New York style pizza. I'm Ryan Seacrest out.
Oh, Dino, that's amazing.
Random celebrity encounters. What's your story? We would love to hear it here on the Morning Bullpen. 713-881-5500. Morning Bullpen out.
We're the Morning Bullpen. George Mo, Eric with a K. George back tomorrow after his son's fun wedding weekend. And we need him to be back on our jury because it's fun to fight with y'all. 713-881-5500. We do this every morning. And it starts with a simple question. Today's question, Should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous?
And you know what I'm going to say.
713-881-5500. Well, what are you going to say, Eric?
Of course they should.
Yeah, self-expression.
Yes, they need to express themselves. Clothing is one of the best ways to express what's in your heart on the outside.
Fly. If you want to be a butterfly today, be a butterfly.
Exactly.
Baby.
Why not? Here's the thing about this argument, and we've been having it already behind the scenes. That's why I'm so amped up about it.
Yes.
Because there's only a limited amount of time that the world's not going to kick their butts about what they look like.
Well, no one's kicking your butt.
No, they did it already. I just decided not to listen. Now, you are of a different opinion, right?
Yes, my children are a reflection of me. And when they're in public, I pick what they wear.
And not only that, and I will call you out in front of the world.
On picture day, I sent my nanny a video of exactly how I wanted Sailor's hair.
Yes, in the exact way you wanted the bow in her hair.
The color of undergarments I wanted her to wear, how I wanted her socks to look. You best believe it. Now, when Sailor's home, she can wear whatever she wants. She can pick what she wants. She can change outfits 35 times. But on picture day, she has to wear what I say.
Okay, but going out in public.
Yes, if we are in public, like if I'm sending her to school or something, she needs to wear what I want her to wear.
No, sorry. Express yourself, baby. You can wear rain boots and a Spider-Man costume.
We don't own Spider-Man costumes.
I match my kids a lot, and my daughters
wear Spider-Man costumes. I do.
If they want me to, I will. Yes, and I go out in public very often.
There's a time and there's a place for toddlers to make decisions. That's the question today. Should little kids be able to dress themselves, even if they look ridiculous? And Taylor's on the phone in Texas City. Taylor, how old's your kiddo?
I have a 4-year-old.
Okay. All right. So, do you always let your 4-year-old decide what they're wearing?
It depends. Sometimes she will go to school with a ridiculous outfit I let her choose what she wants most of the time, but I feel like it's a representation of me and it makes me look like, you know, I don't care sometimes if she goes to school looking ridiculous. So,
okay, so you're cool with it. I try to let her.
But the question, should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look absolutely ridiculous? You say yes.
Yes, I'd say yes.
All right.
Fair. Brian's on the phone in Manville. Hey, Brian, should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous?
Hey, good morning, y'all. It depends. It depends if mom's around or not.
But I don't hear mom on the phone right now,
yes,
Brian in Manville. So should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous?
Absolutely. My son went this morning with a half of a Blippi costume to daycare. So
oh my gosh, Sailor would love
I don't
that.
Support Blippi in any way. He's the devil, but...
but you do what you gotta do. Hey, good morning, the Bull. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. You heard the question. Should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous?
Yes. I have a 2- and a 4-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. So probably a little bit easier for me.
Yeah, boys only have A or B. They don't have like... Sailor's wearing like 35 bracelets.
What about Mackenzie in Richmond? You've got a 2-year-old, so this is a great question for you.
Aww.
Should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous?
Good morning. I'm going to have to say no, but mm-hmm. give them the options. I always give my son two outfit choices of the day, and he can pick between those two.
Yeah, same.
Mommy approved because outfit like, number one?
It's a representation of us out in public. I'm like, no, we cannot mm-hmm. act like a fool or look like a fool.
Right, but for home, you can wear whatever you want.
Yes, correct.
But at church, sister better be buttoned up.
No, I'm sorry. I'm all about
Miguel's
letting them
on the phone in Pearland. No one cares what you think, Eric. Miguel has a 14-month-old. All right, this is tricky. It's when they start to get a little bit of an attitude, Miguel. Should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous?
Yes, well, although, like as a previous one said, mm-hmm. we give them options. We give them, you know, he gets to pick which outfit that we choose for him to pick, you know, to wear. And sure enough, he, you know, he points at it and shakes his head and says yes.
Yes. But, okay, so it's a little wishy-washy on that one, but we'll count it as a yes.
All right.
So that Eric can win. The question, should little kids be able to dress themselves even if they look ridiculous? And while it was wishy-washy, the answer was yes.
There you go. We're going to have a whole city of children expressing themselves
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not.
Houston has to abide by the rules of the jury.
Not happening.
Spider-Man
Bow
outfits.
Only on the left. Hair parted perfectly. Please stop.
Love ruining George Strait.
I don't want George Strait to stop. I want Eric to stop. We're the Morning Wolf and George Mo, Eric with a K. Don't worry. George is back tomorrow, okay? He's been out because his son got married over the weekend and we're so excited for him. But we do miss him.
Yeah.
It's time for 10-Minute Tune. 10-Minute Tune works like this. Y'all call in with your suggestions. Eric with a K has to get out of the studio with one of your suggestions. He gets 10 minutes to write a tune based on what you tell him to sing about. So it's up to y'all. What do you think it should be? 713-881-5500. Amanda's on the phone in Missouri City. Hey, Amanda, what should Eric sing about?
I would like Eric to sing about those words that everybody hates, and I have a few that I hate. But there's a bunch of them.
Wait, like moist?
Yeah, that is one of them.
I knew it.
I'd say that's the most common word that people hate, right?
I hate it.
Okay, what else?
Gush. I don't like gush.
Yeah, that's pretty repulsive, actually.
I don't like gush, and I don't like ointment. It's like this one. I just, ew, you know?
I kind of like that one, ointment.
I didn't even know, but now we know.
Thank you, Amanda. Ointment. I'm working on the rhyme.
It's the word. I'm like cringing. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I don't like it at all.
All right, how about Laura and Pearland? You're up next. What should I sing about today, Laura?
Hey, guys, I think with the season and being 4 days in November, let's think about how to baste the turkey, how to stuff a turkey, whether it be with the baster or sticking it up the cornhole or whatever you want to do.
We have so many options, Laura and Fairland.
What was that last one again? Doing what up the what?
Cornhole. She said cornhole. Okay.
Right. Okay, finally, David in League City, what should I sing about today?
You should sing about potatoes. There needs to be another week of it.
Another week of potato songs.
How long ago did we do the potato song?
David, folks might not know what you're talking about. We got calls nonstop for about a month straight to do a song about potatoes. We already did a week of potato songs. I already stuck it to you, David.
I think we just now threw away the rotten potatoes that were in our studio as well because y'all were sending them to us in the mail.
There needs to be more potatoes.
Oh, no. You're not going to give up, are you?
Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, wow. David, you keep trying, bud.
You've got some options.
I don't know if I have a lot of spuds inside of me. as much as I would love to do sticking it up the...
Cornhole. She said cornhole.
I'm going to do words people hate. I'm going to try to find...
It's very similar. There's a lot of things that could probably go in both songs.
I've got the word ointment stuck in my head. And so I got to find a way to work that into a song.
Okay, I dare you. That's what 10-Minute Tune's all about. Eric, get out of the studio!
All right, 10 minutes.
We're the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, Eric, and I'm alone in the studio right now because Eric's out in the hall writing a 10-minute tune, and George is traveling back to Houston today after his son's wedding over the weekend. He'll be back tomorrow. Today, we had a suggestion for 10-minute tune from Amanda in Missouri City, and she suggested weird, gross words that no one likes to say. I personally can't wait for Eric to include the word ointment in his song. Good morning, Eric.
Hello.
How was the hallway?
It was great. I can't
wait. Did you use the word ointment?
I did.
Okay, that's all I care about.
So all the ones, what was her name? Amanda?
Amanda in Missouri City.
Okay, all the ones Amanda in Missouri City suggested, I did put in there.
All of them?
I was able to squeeze all three of hers in there. And I added a level of difficulty.
Why?
I decided to do words people hate in the style of an artist that you really hate.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Gross.
Love story. Here we go.
Ugh. I can't stand when people say doily. Another one I really hate is munch and moist and curd. These are all icky sounding words. Don't forget dripping and smear and clog and viscous, roach and slurp and gurgle fetus. The song's almost through, so I'm begging you, please don't go. I promise, this is the last part. It just goes, pantyhose, ointment. These words make us groan. Secretion and yeast are a couple more. Blog, squat, smear, gush. Don't forget mucus. These are the words that everybody hates. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something.
Actually hopped on Google and found the most despised words in all of the English language.
What is wrong with you? And why did Amanda suggest this for a Monday morning? Oh. Well, I guess that's how 10-minute tune works. And I asked for, you know what? The weirder the suggestion, the better. And that is what we get on 10-minute tune.
You can get that on the podcast if you follow us on the Audacy app. AUDACY.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Ever want to beat your kids? Eric talks about it nonstop.
Hey, careful. Careful what you say there. But if you've ever wanted to beat your kids, you can call now.
713-881-5500. Yep, beat your kids right now. If you got a kid in the car with you, give us a call. 713-881-5500.
You have to have a kid in the car and you can beat them. Coming up next.
We're the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, Eric with a K, and it's time to beat your kids. Eric gets some sick humor.
I love it so much, Mo.
Out of making me say, beat your kids. But the even weirder part is that our phone lines are packed with people that don't even know what we're about to do, but they called anyway.
We didn't even explain what we're doing. You just said call if you've ever thought about beating
your kids. Amberly's on the phone in Deer Park. Amberly, what's wrong with you, girl?
I have thoughts about beating my son. Yes.
How old's your son?
He's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's Landon.
Remember what we were like when we were 13. Amberly, we're going to play a little game today called Beat Your Kids. Basically, we give you two options, A or B. You have to pick A or B, and then you will have a subject. We give you 10 seconds to name as many things under that subject as you can in order to beat your kid.
Okay, Amberly, have you heard this game before?
Yes.
Okay, so you've heard my new jingle that the bosses haven't heard yet.
Gosh.
I did, actually. Okay, we heard it last week.
Let me play it for you, because the bosses have not approved this, and there's a lot going on in the building today, so I know they're not listening today. Mm-hmm. So I want to play it for you. I want to get your take on it before I pitch it to the bosses, okay?
Okay,
here it is. Let me know what you think about this jingle for Beat Your Kids.
Beat 'em, just beat 'em. You can beat your kids. Beat 'em, just beat 'em. You can beat your kids.
Amberly, is it a keeper?
Definitely. Michael Jackson. Anything Michael Jackson's a keeper.
What?
That feels so far away from Michael Jackson to me, but we...
You said beat it, so I mean, I get it.
Okay, so you heard the rules. We're going to give you two categories. You name as many things in that category as you possibly can. So hand the phone over to Landon. We're going to let him go first because he's the teenager.
Okay, you're going to go first.
You there, Landon?
Hello.
Hey, friend.
Yes, sir.
All right. All you have to do is pick category A or category B.
Category A.
All right. The category is football. So, Landon, you get 10 seconds to name as many football teams as you can. Are you ready for this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
The Chargers, Texans, Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Ravens.
Ooh.
I'm counting that one.
You
got six.
Are? You're
six.
Counting that?
He got six.
You took it easy on him. He did a great
job, Landon.
Job.
There's a lot going against you in this world as a 13-year-old, so I give you six. Great job.
Congratulations. Hand the phone back to your mom.
You got football teams? He's the 8th grade A-team football player right here.
Okay, Amberly, it's time to step up. Mom, since he chose category A, you get category B, which is basketball teams. Amberly, you get 10 seconds to name as many basketball teams as you can. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, go.
Boston Celtics, San Antonio Spurs, Houston Rockets, Miami, Heat, Milwaukee.
Oh no! Your kid beat the crap out of you!
Yeah. Oh,
listen to how happy Landon is in the background. Hey, can you hand the phone back to Landon?
Yeah, it's Landon. I want to talk to you.
Landon, how does it feel? Your mom called up to beat you, but
yeah,
you
on a
ended
radio
up
station.
Beating her.
It feels awesome.
Yes, it's really the way to start your week off, Landon, and I just want you to go with it, okay, friend?
Yes, ma'am.
Your dream. That's how it works. Beat your kids.
All right, Landon, your parting gift is I found a, here in the bullpen bargain bin, I found a thing of Goldfish crackers. It's going to expire in 15 days, so you're going to need to pick this up at the radio station.
13. He eats a bag of those a day.
We're going to need two forms of ID for you to pick this up, and one needs to be a passport, okay?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. You beat your mom.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Oh my goodness. 810 Amen is coming up, y'all. Start your week with some smiles, some good vibes. After beat your kids, we need whatever we got. So what are you celebrating? We want to know your little victories every morning. The 810 Amen. 713-881-5500.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
It's time for Mono's Country, and George, thank God, is back tomorrow. But we do have one more edition of Mono's Country with Eric's questions, and we have Chrissy on the phone in Spring. Hey, Miss Chrissy, you ready to play?
Hey, I'm ready.
What have you thought of Eric's questions since George has been out?
I've been winning in the car.
Oh, okay. Oh,
she is so ready.
All right. Well,
and she's been winning.
Then you know that we've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Chrissy?
Because it's Mo's money.
That's right. Kick her out of the studio.
All right. See you, Mo.
All right, Chrissy, the door is closing. There it is. We are all alone now. She can't hear the questions. Your questions begin right now. Question number one. I'll leave some wide open spaces for your answer to this one. Which girl group famously recorded the song Goodbye Earl, which caused some controversy when it was released?
That would be the Dixie Chicks.
All right. Question number two. Whitney Houston famously sang I Will Always Love You, but what country artist with their own theme park actually wrote it?
Dolly Parton.
Question number three. Which redheaded singer admitted that she once ate THC gummies with her mom?
Ooh, redheaded. No. Is it Winona?
Okay, question number four. This California singer didn't work the night shift on his Halloween costume this year. He threw on a bed sheet and sunglasses and went as a ghost. Who is he?
Jason Aldean.
And finally, Keith Urban. Oh, you want to change your answer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Night Shift at John Party.
All right, question number five. Keith Urban recently said George Jones had the best country song of all time. Finish the title of that song. He stopped what?
I don't know.
All right, that's totally fine. All right, Chrissy, you did great. Let's get Mo back in here. While she's walking in, anybody you want to shout out?
I'll shout out my kids, Brent, Ender, and Rigel.
That's awesome. Well, let them know that Mommy got 3 out of 5 today.
Very nice.
Okay.
It's harder when you're playing on the phone, isn't it?
Oh, it is, absolutely.
Carol, welcome to my life.
All right, Mo, let's see how you do on these questions, okay?
Okay, let's go.
I'll leave some wide open spaces for your answer to this question. Which girl group famously recorded Goodbye Earl, which caused controversy when it was released?
That's the Dixie Chicks.
It is. I would have accepted Chicks as well.
Goodbye
Earl.
You
got it right.
Is my karaoke song here.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, man. I would hate to go to karaoke with you.
Come anytime.
1-1. Whitney Houston famously sang I Will Always Love You, but what country artist with their own theme park actually wrote it?
And
proving why I would hate going to karaoke
That's
with
Dolly.
You.
Dolly. Dolly, Dolly. Final it. Answer.
All right. You got it. You got the answer right. You got the pitch wrong and the question right. Question number three. Yes. Which redheaded singer admitted that she once ate THC gummies with her mom?
That was Reba, and that was a hilarious interview.
It was very hilarious. Chrissy, you said Winona, so now Mo is winning 3-2.
If I wouldn't have seen that interview, I think I also would have guessed Winona.
All right, question number four. This California singer didn't work the night shift on his Halloween costume this year. He threw on a bedsheet and sunglasses and went as a ghost. Who is he?
It was John Party.
It was. You yes. got it right at the last minute there, Chrissy. So it's 4-3. Finally, Mo, Keith Urban recently said George Jones had the best country song of all time. Finish the title of that song.
Okay.
He stopped what?
It's something about loving her. It might be loving her today. I don't actually know.
It is loving her today.
Really?
He stopped loving her today.
Shut up!
George Jones.
Nice.
Oh, Chrissy.
Okay, I don't know where that one came from, so I'm going to thank Jesus.
Chrissy, she kept her money today. I'm sorry. She got all freaking 5 to your 3. So you know what you got to say to get out of here.
I got to say, Mo knows country.
Yeah, that's right. She does. Anybody can take her on, though. Every day we play Mo Knows Country. Back with George tomorrow at 8:20 on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.